Good evening, welcome, and thanks for tuning in to Express FM. We are Captain Sarah, Captain Gemma, and First Mate Elliot from the Pompey Pirates. We're here with you for the next hour with a very special show this evening. For those of you who are regular listeners to Express FM, you may well have heard from us at Pompey Pirates before, and you might already know that we are part of the Literacy Hubs, a Portsmouth-based charity aiming to help communities across the city to gain the literacy skills they need to thrive. After the past few years, it has never been more obvious how important literacy skills are for the future chances of our young people. So before we get stuck into our show tonight, here is the founder of the Literacy Hubs, Becca Dean, to explain a little more about the work that we do.
The Literacy Hubs is a charity that is supporting communities across Portsmouth to gain the literacy skills that they need to thrive. And the Pompey Pirates supports children from the least advantaged communities across the city between primary and secondary schools. The literacy underpins everything, and all of those skills are fundamental to succeeding in life. Every hub will be shaped by the community. So what makes us so special is the fact that we are here in the heart of the city, but we are an unconventional learning environment that you might never normally come across. We're a pirate ship. We're an exciting space. We're different to after-school clubs or intervention where children might get pulled out of lessons and not feel comfortable. We want them to feel happy and come to us and feel excited. I'm really incredibly proud of the children for being so brave and trusting us and coming to the ship, and the impact that it's having on their confidence, self-belief and self-worth.
As you heard there, Pompey Pirates is an incredible, exciting and fantastical place that children from across the city visit once a week for additional support with their literacy. And a huge part of the work we do together is focusing on creating meaningful, published projects so that they can share their amazing imaginations and talents with the rest of the city. Which brings us on to this evening's show. Over the past few years, there have been some amazing examples of young people speaking out about environmental issues, and we knew that this was something that our young pirates also cared really deeply about. We wanted to give the pirates the chance to share that passion, express their opinions, and maybe even teach people something they didn't know. So we set them a bit of a challenge. If you are listening at this time on Monday, you will know that we asked the pirates to help us create a radio show all about the impact of using palm oil in our world. And since April, they have been working incredibly hard, researching their facts and writing some really interesting and informative speeches that we are going to share with you right here on the radio tonight. I expect many listeners may know a little bit about palm oil use already. Let's hear what the pirates have to say about this fascinating topic. Our speeches tonight come from the Year 6 Pirates of Arundel Court Primary Academy. And here are Archie, Naomi and Marina to start us off.
Hello, my name is Naomi.
And my name is Marina.
And my name is Archie.
We are all 11 years old and we are in Year 6. We go to ACPA, which stands for Arundel Court Primary Academy.
We are going to tell you about palm oil and what damage it has done to the rainforest.
Deforestation, destruction, devastation.
Orangutans live in rainforests where growing palm oil is very popular.
Rainforest has been cleared by cutting down or burning trees and plants. This is called deforestation. Between 1990 and 2008, 8% of the deforestation was because of clearing space to grow palm oil. Palm oil is found in 60% of all supermarket foods. We need to save the orangutans. Have you ever wanted to help them?
25 orangutans are killed every day, so times that by 365, that equals to 9,125. So 9,125 orangutans are killed every year. It is depressing for orangutan families. If you stop using palm oil, orangutans will not be depressed and lose their lives.
Palm oil is bad, but it is good for other reasons. It is in a lot of foods and it's delicious. It produces 6 to 10 times as much oil as you can get from growing the same amount of other crops used for oil.
We're not saying that you have to stop using palm oil, but it's not fair on the other orangutans because they're losing their homes and their lives.
Boycotting palm oil isn't the answer. Other kinds of oil crops need even more space to grow.
Do you want to save them?
Well, you can by using sustainable palm oil.
You can find it by reading ingredients on the packaging.
Hi, I'm Mesby.
Maisie.
Cody and Albie.
We are from Arundel Court Primary Academy. Let me introduce you to palm oil and the effects it's causing in the rainforests and to the animals that live there. How would you feel if someone destroyed your home and you didn't have anywhere to go?
We are talking about why we should ban
or not, we should ban it because it is affecting the orangutans.
By destroying their homes and habitats, whether we ban it altogether or not.
Palm oil is a type of vegetable oil which can be used in lots of products, including foods such as chocolate and ice cream. It's very cheap and easy to produce.
But it destroys thousands of precious trees and habitats.
Palm oil comes from Africa and Indonesia, where the rainforests are destroyed by burning and cutting them down to make space for oil palm plantations. This creates a monoculture where only one type of tree grows, which leads to animals suffering, starving and dying every day. This will have a shocking results, like causing orangutans to disappear.
This is devastating because 25 orangutans die every day. Imagine how many would disappear in a year. That's 25 times 365. That is 9,125. So 9,125 orangutans die every year. How does that make you feel?
If we boycott palm oil, the farmers will be forced into poverty and will not have enough money to feed their family. But if we don't boycott it, these amazing creatures are in danger of becoming extinct. Palm oil is used in many different products because it is easy and cheap to produce. But did you realise how much destruction it causes? The rainforest is a safe haven for the shy, gentle and majestic orangutan. Tragically, they are losing hundreds of acres of their precious homes every day. Did you know that? Hundreds of acres are destroyed, which is equivalent to more than 80 football pitches. 2,400 trees are cut down each day and 9,125 orangutans die each year. Between 1990 and 2008, 8% of world's deforestation was because of clearing space to grow oil palms. Would you rather let orangutans live or have good products?
So, should we boycott it? If we do, the farmers will be forced into poverty and will be poor. If we don't have palm oil, we wouldn't have products like chocolate, cornflakes and cookies. Even Nutella has it in it.
There must be something we can do.
We need to use sustainable products. Sustainable palm oil means that it is grown and harvested in a safer way and does not destroy so many rainforests. Look out for RSPO on products so you know they've been made with palm oil produced in a fair and environmentally safe way that doesn't endanger orangutans. Sustainable palm oil doesn't destroy animals' homes and farmers can still make a living from growing oil palms. If palm oil producers use less of the rainforest and make everything equal and fair for the wildlife and people by products with sustainable palm oil, we can make it a difference. I hope you help our world and the animals who live there and help provide a better future for your children next time by sustainable palm oil.
Thank you for listening to our speech.
Tonight we are further exploring the fascinating topic of palm oil use with the help of the Pompey Pirates.
Hello, we are Frankie and George from Pompey Pirates and we are here to discuss the horrendous deforestation in Indonesia and Malaysia to create more plantations for growing oil palm trees. We want to explain how you can help protect the rainforest and living organisms which depend on them. Did you know that 50% of supermarket products contain palm oil? It is the world's most popular edible oil because it's cheap and efficient to produce and it protects products to stick together. Palm oil is not just in food but also such things as household cleaning products, cosmetics and even toothpaste. The yield from oil palm trees is between 6 to 10 times more than alternative oil crops. This makes them more popular with international leading corporations as a source of oil that using other plants such as olives and sunflowers, leading to an increase in deforestation. As they plant more oil palms to produce more oil to meet demand, the result of this is the damage, the devastation and destruction of the rainforest, wildlife and the habitats.
Fires are often deliberately used to clear the jungle, wiping out vast areas of land where animals and trees grow and thrive, releasing toxic chemicals, causing pollution and adding to global warming. The second problem is that animals such as orangutans are losing their habitats and ability to travel from tree to tree in search of food for a healthy, varied nutritional diet to escape an increasing number of dangers. Already over 50,000 orangutans in Indonesia have died as a result of deforestation. But it is not just orangutans, but many other animals such as pygmy elephants and Sumatran rhinos are also in danger of extinction. So why don't we all ban palm oil products? If we were to ban them, then cultivators and harvesters and their families would not be able to feed themselves or look after their families and educate their children. Wildlife tourist industry could work together with farmers to create a more sustainable mixed economy where man and mammal could live happily together. We need to make palm oil production sustainable by controlling the environment, use of the land, oil palm plantation, natural corridors so animals can travel safely and find food. We also need to pay the farmers correctly, fair price for the oil they produce. Together, let's stand with workers and community to halt uncontrolled palm oil production and replant indigenous trees and plants to help the orangutan and other mammals return to their natural habitat. Supermarket can help by labelling their products to show they contain sustainable palm oil, and you, the customer, can choose to buy the best product for the environment by sustainable palm oil before it's too late. Thank you for listening to us, and let's make a better world.
Hello, our names are
Lucas,
Ellis,
and Willow. We are telling you why you should use sustainable palm oil and not palm oil that are killing orangutans. We would like to raise awareness by talking about what the problems are and what you can do to help. Will you buy sustainable products to save the orangutans?
Do you want to help the environment? Between 1990 and 2008, 8% of the world's deforestation was because people are clearing space for oil palm plantations. Due to people burning down forests to clear them for oil palm, it has caused the release of carbon dioxide, which contributes to climate change damaging the environment. Our stupid, selfish and destructive people are responsible for killing the environment.
I'm afraid to say farmers will lose their jobs if we just get rid of palm oil. 50% of our products on our shelves are made with palm oil that you mostly use every day. If we lose palm oil, we won't have stuff like chocolate, cookies or even cleaning products. We will have to think about farmers' jobs. You need to look for the RSPO logo in order to use sustainable palm oil.
This is what you can do to help. Tell your friends to check packages as well as yourself and use sustainable palm oil.
Amazing. Some really interesting points raised by our pirates from Arundel Court Primary Academy. And lots of top tips on things we can do to reduce the impact of palm oil use.
However, we haven't been working on this with the pirates alone. All of the hard work the pirates have done has been supported throughout this term by our amazing team of volunteers. Our volunteer crewmates come from all walks of life and bring some amazing experiences and skills to share with the young pirates. We really couldn't do the work we do without the support of our volunteer crewmates. They're a vital part of our team. If you're enjoying listening to the speeches from our young pirates this evening, and you think you might like to get involved in supporting future projects, then you can join the crew too. For more details on all things volunteering and information on how to join up, just visit our website, which is www.theliteracyhubs.co.uk.
So far, we've heard some really compelling information about the impact that palm oil use is having on our world. But we're not done yet. Coming up now, we will hear from the Year 5 Pirates of Copner Primary School and their information and advice about reducing the impact of palm oil use. So let's dive straight back in.
Hello, we are Ethan, Lola and Talia from Copner Primary School. We strongly believe that using sustainable palm oil is better for the wildlife, and farmers who grow palm oil trees in a sustainable way will have better conditions and wages. Would you like to find out more about sustainable palm oil? Well, many different products contain palm oil, therefore farmers still need to produce this crop. Sustainable palm oil production means farmers stay out of poverty. We still need to give our farmers a good wage in farming oil palms. Helping farmers and families while also feeding our planet is what we believe is right.
Orangutans eat a variety of food. Therefore, it's extremely grueling to live with just one type of food. They live in a monoculture. Sustainable palm oil tree planting encourages farmers to grow different crops, such as palm oil. How would you feel if it was so hard to live in your own house? It's exactly how these poor creatures feel. How would you feel if you knew 25 orangutans died every day? This happens when palm oil isn't used sustainably. This species is endangered with millions of bulldozers demolishing their habitats each day, which in other words is deforestation. This is affecting us, this is affecting orangutans, and this is affecting our planet. What will you do to stop this? What can you do?
Orangutans are all over the planet are being harmed by deforestation between a period of 18 years. 80% of this deforestation is caused by palm oil, demolishing their homes, demolishing their lives, and demolishing their loved ones. In conclusion, to protect the wildlife and our planet as a community, whilst also keeping the food and products that contain palm oil in our diet, we must live a sustainable life. By the end of our speech, a couple thousand of orangutans will be devastatingly dead.
Hello, we are from Copner Primary School. My name is Pinky.
And I'm Lowry.
And I'm Tanisha. Today we're going to be talking about the devastating destructive dangers of palm oil.
Did you know thousands of orangutans die each year because you keep using palm oil?
Oil palm is a tree that takes up a lot of space in the forest. Palm oil is very easy and cheap to make. It produces 6 times to 10 times more than oil than any other crop you could fit in the palm of your hand.
Palm oil is used in many products such as shampoo for your hair or chocolate such as Nutella. However, to make palm oil, our rainforest is destroyed. Did you know hundreds of acres of rainforests are cut down every day? That is equivalent of hundreds of football fields.
Tragically, deforestation kills everything from orangutans, pygmy elephants. This is terrible how you feel knowing animals are dying every day.
Did you know palm oil is found in 50% of all supermarket food? So you should look at the back of your food at home to see if they have palm oil. However, there is 25 names for palm oils. Try look for a RSPO logos on foods, as this is sustainable palm oil. This stands for the Round Table of Sustainable Palm Oil.
Sustainable palm oil is made in a way that doesn't hurt animals. It's safer and doesn't destroy orangutans' home. Farmers can use other alternatives such as sustainable palm oil so animals can live in palm oil trees. However, if we stop using palm oil altogether, farmers will be in poverty and struggle to live.
Orangutans will become extinct if we keep using palm oil because they won't have any habits to live in and struggle to find food. Do you want your grandkids to not know what orangutans are? How would you feel if people were taking your house, family and life? I hope you liked our speech. Thank you for listening to us. When shopping for palm oil on labels, choose RSPO labels. When you're buying palm oil, you're actually buying orangutan deaths.
Hello, my name is Lexi.
And I am Lorenzo.
My name is Mason.
We are from Copner Primary School.
How do you feel knowing that you contribute in the death of 25 orangutans every day? Do you know how you contribute to this?
The answer is when you buy products in the supermarket that contain palm oil. Palm oil is in 50% of all supermarket food, such as Coke, cookies and cereal. Palm oil grows from the palm oil tree, which grows in Indonesia and Malaysia.
Palm oil is a type of vegetable oil. We use palm oil because it is cheaper version than other essential oils.
How does buying these products containing palm oil contribute to the death of orangutans?
We hear you. The answer is, we cut down huge chunks of rainforest deforestation. 48 football fields are deforested every single day. To make way for the palm oil plantations, this is turned to make way the homes and foods for the animals. Not just orangutans, but also the pygmy elephants.
We are obliterating orangutans through death, deforestation and destruction. You're the one doing this. You're killing these cute, innocent, kind animals. Orangutans are dying. We should stop using unsustainable palm oil because it kills all the animals. We should not stop altogether because we should think of the farmers who make money. They won't be able to have any money to feed their family.
It's not too late. We can reduce our use from non-sustainable palm oil by only product with the sustainable palm oil logo, which say hang green palm leaf. You can also tell your friends and family to do the same.
If you're just joining us this evening, we are from the Literacy Hubs. Tonight we're exploring the fascinating topic of palm oil use with the help of our own Pompey Pirates.
Hello, I'm Naomi.
I'm Lotte.
And I'm Carmen.
We're from Copner Primary School and the Pompey Pirates community.
We're here to discuss the effects of palm oil.
Palm oil is a type of vegetable oil that can be used in a variety of different products, including food. Palm oil is extremely useful because it can be used in lots of different products. It can produce 6 to 10 times the amount as other oil crops. Did you know that it is found in 50% of all supermarket food?
Palm oil is the cause of deforestation, which means we are destroying animals' homes, destroying wildlife and destroying our future. Deforestation is where trees are cut down or burned in order to make space, but is it really worth breathing CO2 for the rest of your life? Monoculture is where only one type of plant is grown in a large area. This is bad for the orangutans because they will not be able to live where the palm oil is grown, as they will not have any food.
Did you know that 25 orangutans die every day due to deforestation and global warming? Can you imagine if lots of giants were attacking you and your home and scaring you to death? Imagine if you had to eat only one type of food for the rest of your life and had to live in the same place that got smaller and smaller every day.
Sustainability is when something can be made or grown in a way that does not cause lots of harm to the environment. Did you know that sustainability also means protecting the environment for future generations? We should put one more row of forest trees in to save more animals and put them on each farm. This is because it helps animals travel through the rainforest to save habitats. We are destroying the environment, destroying animals' homes, and destroying our future.
You don't have to stop using palm oil because if you stop completely, the farmers will live in poverty, which is devastating because they are part of our community.
So the next time you go to the shops, make sure to buy products with no palm oil at all or that use sustainable palm oil.
Do you really want to be responsible for ruining our future, our planet and our lives?
A very clear message there from our pirates. That has been another of the really enjoyable parts of working on this project with the pirates. So many of them have grown in confidence over the course of their time with us. So to see them confidently and coherently expressing their own opinions is an absolute delight. Now, at the start of this evening's show, we mentioned that a large part of the work we do at Pompey Pirates is focused on producing meaningful published projects so that the pirates can share their work with the rest of the city. The speeches featured in our show tonight are the outcome of the Pirates' third project, and we have been so pleased to work on this with the support of Express FM.
If you've been enjoying listening to the Pirates' work this evening, then you might like to check out our first project, which was completed before Christmas. For our first term together, the young Pirates made an amazing accomplishment and became published authors. Their book, entitled Stories from the Seven Seas, showcases their outstanding imaginations and spellbinding storytelling abilities in a collection of short stories. And the best bit is that copies of the book are available from South Sea's independent bookshop, Pigeon Books. So if you'd like to dive into the Seven Seas, you can support the work of the Literacy Hubs and support a local business. Win-win.
If you would like to learn more about the work that we are doing at the Pompey Pirates and the Literacy Hubs, hear about all our exciting projects and keep up to date with all our news, then you can find us on social media. We are at the Literacy Hubs, again, with an S on the end. We are on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. So give us a follow or drop us a message. We would love to hear what you thought about the interesting work of the pirates on the show tonight.
Thank you so much to all of you for joining us tonight, as we've shared what I think we can all agree have been some insightful, passionate and heartfelt contributions from the pirates of Arundel Court Primary Academy and Copner Primary School. We hope that it's given you something to think about, something to talk about at home, and maybe even some ideas of things that you can do to help change things for the better.
Thank you to the pirates for all of the effort they have put into making this our very special show.